I used to hate this verse. It's more blessed to give than to receive, because I wanted to receive. But it's true. It is more blessed to give. All right. Well, this morning we have a couple guests here with us, and they're going to be sharing a message, and Byron's going to be leading that. Byron Yoder is from Myersdale. He's the son of Bill and Mary Jane, if that means anything to anyone here. And Byron loves Jesus. And actually, he's really excited about helping to get Bibles to Christians in China. So when someone speaks as a guest here at Oakdale, we give him some money. And all this money, Byron said he wants to give to buy Bibles to go to China. Isn't that cool? I think so. So all right, Byron, if you're ready, you come on up. And here he comes.
Yeah, but I have a problem.
Uh-oh, what's the problem?
This box was open where I keep my puppet, and he's not in there.
Who opened the box? It's empty.
Did any of you see him anywhere? He was gone the first time in the first service, and I told him he shouldn't run away. He was playing on the computer, I think.
The case of the missing monkey.
But I don't know if he's in there. Have you seen him, dude? Play another video game. Marcus, are you in the music room?
In here.
You're in there.
Yeah, in here.
Are you in the music room again?
In here.
Marcus, you should know better than to get in the music room.
In here.
You're in the music room?
No, in here.
You're not in here.
In here.
Where are you? Do you think he might be over there?
Here.
Where is here?
Come find me.
Come find you.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm right here. Oh my goodness, what are you doing? I'm just hiding. Marcus. That's a good trick, huh, don't you think? Not really. It's very funny. No, it isn't. I think that's a good trick. What do you guys, what do you kids think? That's a good idea. No, yes it is. Oh, come on. Yeah, it's not a good idea. It's fun. Look at that. What? The loons. Woohoo! I like the loons. You do. Yeah, I love. It says a word. What does it say? Joy. Yeah. That's their. You kids like that?
Yeah.
They're not very excited. Yeah, joy. All right. Who made it? Did Joe Dyler make that? Ask him. Did you make that, Joe? It's very nice. You did a wonderful job. Oh, it's your better half that did it, huh? Naomi. You, who did it?
Lisa and Kirby.
Lisa and Kirby, where are they? Oh, my goodness. That is very beautiful. You like it? I like it a lot. Why do you like it? Well, because it says J-O-Y. You know what I think? What? Take me over there. Over there. Yeah, I want to say something. What do you want to say? I like J-O-Y. Why? Because J is like Jesus. Okay. O is like others. And Y is like yourself. Okay. So you got to put Jesus first, others in the middle, and yourself last. I don't know if I like that. I want to take care of myself first because I'm number one. You're selfish. Don't they say take care of number one first? You're selfish. So you think we should love Jesus first? Uh-huh. Do you think that means joy? Uh-huh. You're probably right. Do you know what I had this morning for breakfast? No. A yellow banana. Do you like yellow bananas? Yeah. I know you do. That's why you have a long nose. That's not true. Joe, does Joe Dyla like yellow bananas? I don't know. Ask him. Do you like yellow bananas?
I do.
Oh, you're my hero. Woo! Okay. So, do you know what happened to the yellow banana that I was going to eat one day? No, what? My big fat brother ate it. Don't you hate it when your fat brother eats your things? What did you do? I got a rotten banana and I smashed it on his head. Oh, my. That taught him a lesson. Man, Marcus, you have a crooked finger. I know. Don't say that. Well, it's true. Look. I know it's true. Don't look. Why don't you want me to look? Oh, look at your head. You don't have any hair out there, do you? No. I look in the mirror every morning, you know. You don't need a comb, do you? Nope. Do you have a polish your head and make it all shiny? You could pretend you're a bowling doll. Why all this talk about me not having much hair? You don't like to talk about your finger, do you?
Uh-uh.
Why?
Because it's ugly and the other monkeys make fun of me and make me feel stupid.
Oh, I think I understand.
You do?
Yes.
Do you know how I got this crooked finger?
No.
It got hurt!
How did it get hurt?
My dad hit me with a stick.
Your dad?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Well, we were taking nuts on a tree, and I couldn't climb the tree fast enough, so he hit me to make me go faster, and he hit my hand with a stick and make me knock my finger!
Wow, can I see it?
No, you'll laugh!
No, I won't laugh.
Yes, you will!
I won't laugh.
Yes, you will.
No.
Will you be mad?
No.
You sure?
Yes. Okay. Wow, I see. It's your pinky.
Uh-huh.
Can I kiss it?
You want to kiss my finger?
Yes.
Why?
Because you've been hurt and I want you to feel better.
Well, did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
That's good because your dress stinks if you didn't brush your teeth.
Okay. All right. So do you want me to kiss it?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, thanks. It makes me feel better. It's nice to have someone that actually cares about my owies.
Did you know that Jesus cares about our owies?
You mean Jesus up in the sky?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why it rains sometimes? Is rain God's tears?
No. Rain is not God's tears. What do you think about your dad?
I don't know.
How do you feel about him?
I'm kind of scared of him. Sometimes he's mean to me, and sometimes he seems really distant, and like I can't talk to him. Sometimes he's nice, and sometimes it's really hard.
Hmm. Did you tell anyone about the time about being hurt like that when he beat you and stuff?
I wasn't allowed.
Oh, when did it happen?
It happened a long time ago, like 5 years ago.
Oh. Well, thank you for telling me. It takes. You have to be very brave to tell someone about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you think you could forgive your dad? Do you think you could?
How could I forgive my dad after he broke my finger?
Forgiveness is very difficult, Marcus, but if we don't forgive people when they sin against us, then God can't forgive us and we can't be happy and free inside.
Really? Why?
Because your heart is not clean. You have anger and bitterness down here.
Oh, well, I like my dad, that he sure didn't treat me like he should have. He's a dad supposed to be there for me, and he wasn't there. And when he was there, he was mean to me sometimes and made me cry. A dad's supposed to be there for his kids, and he wasn't there for me. Why couldn't he just play a game with me more often? Why couldn't he just hold me a lot more often and love me and why? Why? What's wrong with me?
Nothing's wrong with you.
You sure?
Yes.
Why do you look so sad?
Because you've been deeply hurt, Marcus. The Bible says that God is a father to the fatherless.
Huh?
If you were a real person, I'd tell you that God wants to love you. But you have to choose to let him love you and you have to choose to forgive. That's part of healing.
Really? You mean like I chose to let you kiss my finger?
Yeah.
Huh.
The Bible also teaches us that we need to honor our parents. It says, honor your father and mother. Do you think it's honoring to your parents if you're angry at them in your heart?
No.
Do you know what happens if we keep bitterness and anger in our hearts?
No.
It makes that we can't live a victorious Christian life. And it affects our lives in many ways. The Bible says if we don't forgive others who sin against us, then God can't forgive us.
Really?
You know how much God loves us?
Uh-uh.
He loves us so much that he died on the cross for our sins. And he forgave us so much. Do you think it's right if we choose that we don't want to forgive some people?
Huh? I guess not.
So it's a choice. Do you know what forgiveness means?
It means forgive and forget.
We might never forget what happens, but we can choose to not be angry.
Really?
And we can choose to let God's love in our heart.
Huh. Wow.
Do you think you can forgive?
It's really hard.
Is it?
Yeah. It's really hard. But I gotta decide, huh?
Yes.
And Jesus loves us a lot, right?
Yes.
And you love me too, right?
Yes.
Well, yes.
What's yes?
Yes.
What's yes?
Yes, I choose to forgive. I'm not going to go, look, I'm going to let him go.
You're going to let him go.
Uh-huh. I'm going to choose to say, even though he wronged me, I'm going to say, oh, I'm not going to deny that. I'm going to give it to God.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, good.
Wow, it makes me feel better.
It makes you feel better?
Uh-huh. I don't have to have the weight of anger in my heart. I can...
Wow.
It makes me feel happy. What is that I feel in there? What is it?
My hand?
No, not your hand. I want to dance.
You want to dance?
Uh-huh. I want to sing and dance.
Why?
Well, because I feel the love of Jesus in my heart. It's true.
Okay, you can.
All right, I go. Do you care if I sing for you guys? Is that okay? All right, okay, here we go. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus is so wonderful. Love of Jesus is so wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, you can't get older, it's so low. You can't get under it, so wide. You can't get around it. Oh, wonderful love. What?
That was a good try on your ending.
You know, everyone messes up sometimes, even a monkey.
Okay. But you were able to forgive.
Yeah. But I still feel kind of sad inside.
You know, it doesn't all get better right away. It's a continual choice. We have to keep on choosing to forgive. And sometimes we need people to help us.
Really?
We need to let people speak into our lives and love us.
Oh, that, okay. Do you know what else I think?
What do you think?
I think that if someone is hurting someone, like a little kid, or touching someone in a way that isn't good, that they should tell someone.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Even if they say they're not allowed, they should still tell a trusted adult about that specific thing that they're getting hurt or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if someone is being hurt or molested in a way, it's important to tell a trusted adult.
Yeah, that's true. And it's also important to forgive.
Yes, it is.
Even grown-up people like you.
Yes.
Yeah, because it makes you feel better. What are you doing?
I'm getting ready to put you in your box.
Oh, man, well, okay, well, all right, well.
Do you have any last words?
Last one, are you going to, am I going to die?
No, you're not going to die. Before you get in the box.
No, just forgive because it's really good.
Okay, all right.
Bye, see you later. Love of Jesus is so wonderful. The love of Jesus is...
Forgiveness is difficult, isn't it? Especially if it's people that we love a lot. But it's a choice. And it's a choice we have to make when if we're kids or if we're grown-ups. We have to choose to forgive. Now, I have a couple verses that I would like to share with you. Yesterday, I was at a friend's wedding, and at the wedding, they talked about how there's a lot of preparation goes into the wedding, right? Lots of things go into the wedding, lots of preparation, and they talked about how Jesus is getting ready for the great wedding of the church. The church is Jesus' bride, and he's getting ready for that wedding. So, he's getting ready right now in heaven, getting ready for us. And he has a lot of anticipation. And the Bible says that we should be getting ready now. Because we're the bride, right? What does the bride do when she gets ready? She gets her nice dress on, combs her hair nice, does her nails nice. She tries to be really, really nice and pretty for the wedding day, right? Now listen to this verse. In Revelation chapter 19, verse 6 through 8. Hallelujah, for the Lord our God reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. So what is the fine linen that she's going to wear? The good things that she did in her life. That means us as the church, the good things that we're doing, that's the fine linen that we get to wear in that wedding. So my question for us is, how are we preparing our hearts? Are we preparing our hearts? And I did a little math, and I figured out that if we live to be 80 years old, we have a total of 960 months to live. So if we're 20 years old, we have 720 months left. If we are 30 years old, we have 600 months left. If we're 40 years old, we only have 480 months left. And if we are 60 years old, we only have 240 months left. In that many months, we are going to be standing before Jesus with all of the deeds that we've done in our life. Everything is going to be there. Are we preparing our hearts for that day? Now, salvation comes only through Jesus, right? Only through Jesus Christ, through believing and trusting in him. That is the only way we can be. We can't be good enough to get into heaven, only through Jesus Christ. But somehow, I don't understand it completely, somehow our deeds, the things we do here, go with us into eternity. And we can prepare. And it will be tested. It says in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9 through 15, 11 through 15. I'm going to read that for you. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. So God loved us, and he made a way for us to come into heaven and to be forgiven. And he also made a way for us to prepare for eternity and to choose to love, to forgive, to obey, and those choices go with us into eternity. If we choose the opposite, if we choose bitterness and anger and disobedience and selfishness, all of those things will be burned up and be nothing in eternity. So I want to encourage us and challenge us to make those good choices. Choose to forgive. Even if it's hard, we need to choose and we need to ask people to help us because we can't do it by ourselves. So I have another little bit that I'm going to do with some puppets. And while I get ready, Naomi has something that she wants to share.
Thank you. Thank you, Byron. That's so good on parenting, and we all fall short unintentionally on how we, how our children perceive or how we even treat our children. And I've heard said, it's the work of every child to fully forgive the parents. It's the work of every parent to fully give to the child. And I'd like to say, I don't think you can fully give to your children unless you fully forgive where you have been hurt and wounded. Parenting is hard. Parenting is messy. I don't ever want to leave out all the joys of it. There's a lot of joys that go with it. But this morning I'd like to say to you, all of us parents, that there's a scripture that is meant for us. And it's from Isaiah 40:11. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. And this morning I just want to encourage you, keep on giving it all you have, parents. Lead them gently as God our Father leads us. And today is just another time to tell you, parents, we as a church want to work with you. That's why we have VBS and Kids Club and Go classes on Sunday mornings, in helping our children realize the very most important thing of all is knowing that there is a God and that He wants a relationship with us, because He is the center. He is the one that is the connecting point for everything in this life. And sometimes what is temporary can get in the way of what is eternal. So this morning I just want to again leave you with a challenge. In every decision that you're making, keep the end in mind, and it'll help you make a right decision. Because sometimes we have ideas of what we want our kids to do and be, but keep the end in mind. Thank you. Are you ready?
We are ready. This is Jake. Tell him how you're doing today, Jake.
I quit.
You quit?
I quit.
Why do you quit?
I give up. I quit. Can't do it anymore.
Why do you say that?
I quit.
You shouldn't just quit.
I quit. I give up. I tried and I'm too tired. I quit.
Jake, you can't just quit.
I quit.
What are you trying to do?
I quit.
What are you trying to do?
Well, you know, the other day I found, the other week I found my dad.
You found your dad?
Uh-huh.
Wait, but you're old.
Yeah, and he's older.
So, you found him?
Uh-huh.
Was he gone?
Uh-huh.
Where was he?
He left a long time ago.
And you found him?
Uh-huh.
And you're trying to talk to him?
Uh-huh.
Well, good. That's good.
No, I quit.
Why do you quit?
He won't talk to me.
He won't talk to you?
No. I quit.
You can't just quit.
I quit.
I think you should talk to little Chick.
Huh?
She's encouraging.
I don't know.
Why don't we get her out?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't need encouraged.
I think you do.
No, just forget it. Just forget it.
I think we should talk to little Chick.
Oh, just forget it. Just forget it.
Little Chick is encouraging.
Just forget it.
Let's talk to her.
Just forget it. Oh, man. She's always so happy.
Hi, little Chick.
Well, hello.
Oh, see, I told you.
How are you doing, little Chick?
I'm doing wonderful.
Okay.
Told you.
Well, hello. How are you all doing? Oh, they're good. I'm doing good, too. Glad to see you all. You're so sweet. How are you, Jake?
Good.
I thought you said you want to quit.
Quit? What do you want to quit?
I quit.
What do you want to quit, Jake?
I don't want to tell you. I quit.
Tell her, Jake.
Yeah, come on, tell me.
I quit.
Jake, what do you want to quit?
I quit.
It's a good... What are you trying to do?
I don't want to say.
It's a good thing you're trying to do, right?
Yeah.
Well, then you can't quit. You got to keep on trying. The title says that if that God can help us.
I quit.
Oh, Jake, what are you trying to do?
Well, I found my dad.
What? You found your dad?
Yeah.
Wow. Are you trying to talk to him?
Yeah.
Wow, give me five. Oh, wait, that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
So he's feeling discouraged and he wants to quit. What do you think we should do?
Well, do you know about Thomas Edison?
Yeah.
Thomas Edison is the guy that invented the light bulb.
He did not.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
There were other guys that did it first.
Yeah, that's true. There were other people that had invented the light bulb first.
Oh, the Thomas Edison is the one that made it good.
Okay, I'll give him that.
Do you know how often he tried?
No.
Many, many, many times.
He had a big trash pile from all the times he tried and it didn't work.
Huh. Yeah, then I'm just a stupid monkey.
You're not a stupid monkey.
Huh. I quit.
I quit.
Yeah.
Don't encourage him.
Jake, do you like to ride motorcycle?
Yes.
You're good at it.
See my vest?
I like your vest.
Was it easy for you to learn to ride?
I wrecked.
You wrecked?
Yeah.
How'd that?
Dad.
What happened?
Well, it was a crotch rocket back then. I was like, wing, 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 ah!
Whoa.
It hurt.
Did you get hurt, Dad?
Yeah.
But you kept on trying, right?
Yes, I did.
When at first you don't succeed, try again.
I don't like that.
Why not?
When at first you don't succeed, don't try jumping out of an airplane with a parachute.
Why?
Yeah!
Oh, man, you're so morbid.
The Bible says, let us not be weary in doing good, because at the proper time we will reap if we do not lose heart.
Huh, I don't like that.
Yeah, you gotta keep on trying. Keep on trying, keep on trying, keep on trying, keep on trying, keep on trying.
Shut up!
Little chick, did you like school?
It was hard.
How was it for you to learn in school?
Well, I had to work really hard.
You did?
Yeah, maybe it's because I had a chicken brain.
A chicken brain?
Uh-huh.
That makes sense.
I have such a chicken brain that sometimes I can't find my eggs.
Like what?
Well, like yesterday I couldn't find them anywhere.
Why?
I guess I mislaid them.
Oh, dear. So, but you kept on trying and you learned to read, right?
Yes, I did. So, Jake, you got to keep on trying doing this thing with your relationship.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah, you gotta keep on trying. Do you remember the verse?
Yes.
What is it?
Let us not be weary in doing good, because at the proper time we will reap if we do not lose heart.
Well, you're good.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so it's time for you to get in your box.
Oh, how's that gonna work?
We're gonna open it and put you in.
Oh, okay.
Tell them bye.
Bye, see you later.
Okay. See ya. Okay. All right. Okay, so, Jake, you tell him bye, too.
Oh, okay. Hey, I want to say something.
What?
If you guys have something difficult you're working with, do not be weary in doing good, because at the proper time, you will reap if you do not lose heart. I got it.
You did get it. All right, tell him bye.
Bye. See you later.
Thank you.